and welcome back to That Girl's Going Places. If you are brand new to the podcast, my name is Marin. I'm so excited you're listening today. I run the Instagram account Marin for the Gym, which is how most of you probably know me. And I am a lover of all things health, wellness, self-love, early morning workouts, going to bed at 9 p.m. That basically sums me up in a little bit. But today we're going to be talking about something that I am so passionate about, and honestly, I need this reminder, so I know that you need it as well. If you could tell by the title of the episode, we are talking today about rest, and I want to talk about everything that kind of goes into why we need rest, why I think we don't get enough rest, and why so many of us, including myself, struggle with taking rest and recovery days. I mean this in a physical sense from workouts. Obviously, we need rest days. And I also mean it in kind of a more mental and emotional sense as well. I think we've gotten to this habit of trying to get everything done. And if we have free time, that means it has to be spent doing something quote unquote productive or making plans with someone else. And I think it is a good reminder to step back that your available time, just because you have it open, doesn't mean that it has to be given to someone else. So that's the premise of today's episode. If you listened to my episode last week about college, I kind of was discussing how I want to take the podcast into more of a conversational, informal, raw, unedited approach. I find that it's a lot more stress-free for me. It's a lot more enjoyable for me to record the podcast that way. And without fail, you always seem to like those more casual episodes. So that's what we're going with today as well. I don't have a plan of what points I want to hit on. I just know that this episode is important, and I hope that anyone who's listening, go take some rest after this. You know what I mean? Like, use this as your sign. We sometimes need that external push. This is your external push. So, first of all, why do I think we don't rest? A couple of reasons, specifically right now, that I've been thinking about a lot lately. Number one, we were just in a pandemic. And I think, I mean, we still are. That's not me saying that I'm dismissive of COVID still being present. Especially now, I'm putting this up on August 1st. I feel like it's coming in wave again. We'll see. But we were just in like the weirdest shift with this pandemic of probably a lot of our lives. We were home for months. We took this unexpected forced rest. And I think that what a lot of us are feeling now that at least that lockdown, like quarantine period is over, is that now we feel pressure to get out of that rest and to make up for lost time. So I know for me, I'm going to speak from my personal experience. I obviously didn't see so many of my close friends and family for months. I was just at home. I was not able to see them. The whole social life of, or social aspect of my life was basically taken away. And I think that internally, I realized how much of an introvert I was and how much I actually enjoyed my alone time. But externally, my anxiety and societal pressure told me that now, since we're able to see each other more regularly and see other people, now I felt all this pressure to make up for that lost time, see all these people I hadn't seen. And this has been, you know, for the past year or so after the big lockdown was over, I've been feeling this pressure. And I'm getting a lot better at it now. And I'm getting a lot better at not having FOMO, just because I genuinely prefer sometimes to stay home, and I think that's okay. But I think this goes into the entire concept of why we feel this pressure to be at 110% all the time. We've had this like forced break that none of us really asked for or maybe wanted, but maybe we needed. And so now we feel all the pressure to make up for that lost time, do everything, see everyone, go out, just make up for all of what we lost in that unexpected period of our life. So I think there's a lot of pressure, at least right now, societally, to not be resting, be hustling all the time, use this as an opportunity to start a new career or go into something new or see all these new people, make new friends, because we have to make, you know, take advantage of the time seeing other people before we go into another wave of COVID. All these different things are just contributing to that pressure that we shouldn't be resting and we shouldn't be taking the time for ourselves. That's one reason. I also think in general, pandemic or not, I think the past probably decade or so has been a time of popularizing hustle culture. I'm not the first one to talk about this. You can listen to a ton of podcasts about this specific topic. There's a lot of articles studying this kind of new mindset of the time period that we're in right now, but there's a huge push for success to be defined by how many things you're doing all at once. How are you getting that all done? Like, people who just have a million things on their plate, they're always doing things, meeting people. Like, that is how we're defining success as a society. And I think that hustle culture is damaging to our mindset around rest. I think that that is definitely part of the reason why, from my perspective, and I know I've talked about this with a lot of people I know, when we do take those days where we're just laying in bed all day, we feel some sense of guilt or shame because we're not being productive. We're not getting things done, crossing things off of the to-do list. We're wasting time that could have been spent doing something leading to our success, etc. So I think that's part of it too. I think societally, in that time frame and in whatever era of a global mindset we're in with this hustle culture, it's contributing to how we are viewing and feeling shame often around resting. So that's my opinion on where I feel like these roots are coming from. I also just think that a lot of us have a ton of anxiety around rest because we're all perfectionists and people pleasers. I'm not saying all of us, but I think it's a very common personality trait, especially if you're listening to this podcast. I have a feeling that a lot of my listeners are similar to me and have that inner urge to be doing something all the time in order to feel productive. I've been working a lot on myself lately and not equating productive with working or like getting something physically done. And I'm trying to redefine productivity as something that furthers me in some type of way and like furthers my well-being. And that would include laying in bed all day sometimes. So I'm trying to work on that. If that helps you, if you're like me and have that kind of urge to define productivity in that first sense, maybe that's something that can help you, just redefining what success and a good productive day means to you and kind of redefining it as any type of day where at the end of the day, you feel like you got what you needed and your wants and needs were fulfilled. So again, that would include napping all day or watching TV all day. That is productive for your life at some points as well. Okay, so that kind of covers it from mental, emotional side of rest and taking those days where you literally just need to lay in bed all day. Also, I apologize, I just realized I'm filming this at like 6 p.m. on Saturday and you can probably hear all of the cicadas outside. So apologies for that. Focus on this conversation, not the cicadas. Anyway, now onto the physical side of things. I actually just got a text, I think it was like 2 days ago, from a friend, and she was just asking me for advice because she was feeling really run down. She was just coming out of a cold and she was kind of on the trail end of it where, sure, she probably had enough energy to work out, but her body was like really not feeling it. And she, all she wanted to do was lay in bed all day. But then she felt this sense of guilt around not working out. And this was one of the texts and things that triggered me to make this episode entirely. But on the physical side of things, I think so many of us also struggle with what she was describing, that guilt and shame around not getting a workout in, not moving our body. And you know, I don't want to be on the wrong side of this debate. I Of course, we'll always preach that a workout usually does make you feel better and usually does help your mindset, and moving your body usually does have more benefits than problems attached to it. However, that's not, you know, me saying I'm dismissive of all the days where you really just don't have that motivation. Sometimes motivation is just not there and your well-being is not there enough for you to go push yourself in a workout. Sometimes you're not 100% and you don't need to just find that motivation to go. Sometimes it's a sign from your body and your mind that if you're not motivated, maybe that's just a day that you take off from the gym, and that's fine. I think a ton of us also enjoy working out, which is another problem. I definitely group myself into this category. I love going to the gym. We know this. It's my favorite part of my morning, and I am actually so glad that I work and teach Solid Core on Sunday mornings, because it forces me to not work out that day and take at least one rest day. I've also been working to take Saturdays off as well, just the whole weekend, because I notice I'm more energized for the next week. But it's definitely tough when you've gotten into that routine and you know that you feel better after every workout. And sometimes when you know you want to rest or you know you need to rest, you kind of crave that feeling and that endorphin rush that now you've really started to enjoy post-workout. And that can be tough as well. So I think the problem, or I guess the solution to this problem, is making your rest days a planned event and planning things for you to do that day that give you a similar mindset boost, confidence boost, mood boost that a workout would. If you've really gotten to that routine where workouts and doing something that involves moving your body makes you happy, try to find other activities besides from that movement that brings you that same joy. Then start to schedule them into your rest days. Example, reading a book for 30 minutes that you've really been enjoying. If that gives you that same like confidence boost, you feel really productive and you just feel really confident after reading your book, you feel like you got something done, you feel a little more inspired, same kind of feeling that you would get after a workout, start scheduling that into your rest days, plan the time for you to do it so you have something to look forward to. I hear that all the time too, that people look forward to their workout so they don't want to take a rest day. Well, just find other activities that you want to look forward to so that your day doesn't feel like it's lacking in that mood boost or that mindset shift. You're still finding that same feeling that you would post-workout. Obviously, it's not endorphins. It's just a different type of feeling. But then your day isn't lacking and you're not focusing on, man, like my day was really just missing a workout today. Like I wish I had that workout because I'm not feeling great and that would have fixed it. Just find those other things that can quote unquote fix your day for you that aren't a workout so that your body gets that rest that it needs and deserves. That's another thing. I could talk about the whole science of rest days quickly. Like I think we all know you do need rest days no matter what goals you have. If you're lifting, especially, it is impossible for you to grow and gain muscle without resting. Your body will just completely be burnt out and it's just not healthy. So from a science, physical, physiological perspective too, like we know we need the rest. So let's just find those ways to make rest days not as awful and a little more exciting, a little more like something to look forward to. And hopefully that can kind of help out with not taking rest days and you incorporating them into your life more often. Another thing, I know we feel that shame around rest days that I was talking about earlier. That is really back to what I was talking about earlier with more of the mental emotional side of things. It's time to redefine what a good day looks like to you and what a productive day looks like. If you're always including a workout in that definition of productive, then of course, when you take rest days when your body needs it, you won't feel like you had a good day or did enough that day, and you will feel that shame. So it's just about switching the definition of what a successful 24 hours looks like to you and focusing more on feelings that you can achieve in that day versus actual events that happen. Because we can't control day to day. Some events won't happen. Some workouts won't happen. If you define a successful day with those feelings, the same feeling that you would get after a workout, just finding different activities to fill that feeling, hopefully that kind of helps to switch the mindset. So for me, I'll give an example so that this makes a little bit more sense. I used to define a successful day as working out at some point, crossing that off of my bucket list, eating super clean, whatever that meant to me. I mean, this was me like 2 years ago too, in the thick of eating disorder patterns, but this is your example. What else? Getting like all my homework done for the week before, filling any extra time that I have with doing something for school or an extra workout. Like, I would never take extra time in my schedule to just rest. It had to be filled with something that I was doing or crossing off of my to-do list. That was my old definition of a successful day. Then I started to examine kind of what each of those things actually brought to me emotionally. A workout made me feel really confident in my body. So I can switch a successful day definition to just feeling confidence in my body. Yes, most days that means working out, but some days maybe it just means putting some affirmation post-it notes on my mirror. Some days maybe it means putting on a cute outfit and taking myself out for like a quick coffee date or something and looking cute and feeling cute. Same body confidence that would have come from a workout. There it is. So you kind of get what I'm getting at here. You find what your definition of a successful day is right now. It's probably a lot of specific activities. Find what feeling you're actually achieving from those activities and redefine your successful day with those feelings. Then you feel no attachment to working out. And then when you don't work out, when you take that needed rest day, you don't feel any shame or guilt around your choices. You know that your body needed to rest. So we've touched on why it's important to take these rest and recovery days, not only for your mental health and emotional health and social well-being, but your physical health as well. Now, how do you actually know when you need one of those rest or recovery days? A couple of things that I know right off the bat in myself are signals that I need one of these days. Number one, if it was especially hard for me to wake up that day, that is a sign, just very basic, that you need more rest, whether that's a nap, like actually sleeping more, or just laying around all day. Obviously, it's not like always easy to wake up. I'm not saying that every single day, because it's tough for you to wake up, that every single day should be a rest day, but I feel like we all know that there are some mornings that are truly harder than others, where you feel like you could have just slept for like 12 more hours after your alarm went off. Those are days where I note in my head, okay, maybe I want to be a little bit gentler on my body today. Maybe I want to fit a nap into my schedule somewhere, just catch up on that rest. That is signal number one. Number two, if you're feeling burnt out in every single situation that you're in, if you're in a conversation and you can't even focus on what the person is saying anymore, you're so like burnt out and fatigued and you're not really present in the conversation, that's a sign. If you're working, maybe you work from home, you know, whatever you're doing job-wise, and you feel like your brain is somewhere else and you're just trying to get the work done, that is probably a sign. Kind of that overall idea of not being present, that might be a sign that your body is just burned out, your mind is burnt out, and you need that day to just rest and recover and recuperate before you throw yourself back into whatever you're doing. Another sign is if you truly don't want to go out. If you have plans with someone and you wish that they canceled on you last minute, that's probably a sign that you need to rest. Obviously, if you made plans and you want to go out, I'm not saying you should always say no, but if that internal voice is like almost begging that they canceled or begging that you didn't have plans on your schedule that you did that day, that's also probably a sign that you're ready for a day of rest, a day of self-care for yourself, coming back to that alone time, which is very healthy. That's another sign. What else do I have for you? I'm trying to think of when I know. I mean, obviously, the big one, physically wise, you know, in terms of workouts and a physical sense, is soreness. If you're feeling sore to the point where you cannot move your body and function properly, that's a sign that you need to take the day off from working out. Don't push it more than you need to, especially if it's like a painful sore. That is a sign that your body needs recovery, or else it's just going to completely fatigue. It can be very unhealthy to go past that point of soreness. Just don't push it. Your body can take the rest. It's a good sign that your muscles are being reworked and that you pushed them hard the other day, so you can take this day and enjoy knowing that they're doing something and that you did something in your workout that was particularly challenging for your muscles. But it's definitely a good sign to take that rest as well. I feel like that's all my signs that I usually notice in myself. But in general, just listen to your body. You know your body better than anyone. And if you feel like you need to rest, you probably do. If you need to question taking a rest day, you probably do. Listen to those signals. You'll thank me for it. You'll thank yourself for it. It's so tough to be in that cycle where you keep on coming to the point where you've just burnt yourself out to the ground. I used to be in that cycle all the time, both mentally and physically. I would just go until my body could not anymore. And I feel like that's a cycle that we're stuck in a lot recently, back to that hustle culture and back to societal pressure at the moment. I feel like a lot of us go 110% until there's 0% left in the tank. I feel like if we come to a mindset where we can go anywhere between 80 to 100% all the time, but then, you know, we just throw in some days where we're at 20 to 30% effort, and those are your rest days. If you strategically start to plan those in, then you can stay at that 80 to 100% effort in your life more often, instead of completely going to one extreme and then draining yourself out. That's definitely not a healthy cycle, but I feel like we're all stuck in it. So I think finding that balance, I know balance is always the word that we come to here on this podcast. It's the buzzword, but truly, if you find that balance, you can picture it, give yourself that kind of 75% glass full most of the time, then just schedule in those days that are only 20% full. If you do that more often, then you won't be at overflow and then drained all the time. Because we want to avoid those extremes as much as possible, because that's when we have more mental issues, more physical issues, all the issues. That's when they start to come, when we're both at that overflow point and that completely drained point. So I think those are all my thoughts on rest at the moment. I am recording this literally on a day where I did not much but lay around in my bed, and that's what I needed. I wasn't feeling super great this week, and I took that as a sign to completely take the weekend off. I canceled my morning workout for this morning, just took a break, napped in there a little bit, threw the heating pad on my bed. It was great. I'm still learning to be more compassionate with myself and not force myself to get up here and there and just truly take that rest day. But I'm working on it, and that's the only thing that we can do. We can just get better at the mindset and get better at not shaming ourselves for these kinds of rest days. So to leave you with a little thought with this episode, please go rest if you need it. Take this episode as your sign that maybe you reflect over your past week or so, and if you feel burnt out, if you feel like you've been giving 110% each day, maybe take the rest of the day for yourself if you can. Obviously, if you have things planned today, whenever you're listening to this, you can try to schedule in that rest more strategically, or just take a day. Try to find a day this week to just take a day for yourself, nap, don't work out, and find that compassion with both your mind and your body to leave a little more room for acceptance when you need that rest and recovery time. That is all I've got for you today. If you have any questions, requests for future episodes, you can always let me know at either Marin for the Gym on Instagram or That Girl's Going Places podcast. I respond on both accounts. And I look forward to hearing what you thought of this episode. You can always shoot me a text, a DM, however you want to reach me. If you enjoyed this podcast and my other episodes, you can always leave a review on Apple Podcasts just to support me and my little creator self. Otherwise, I hope that you're having an amazing day. Go rest, and thank you so much for listening.